Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
It's us? Yeah. Everyone all said, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. And, you know, I was thinking about what's happening in Australia, and you had a problem. Well, not you, but half the country had a problem with their cell phones, right? They just went down. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Not just the cell phones, all telecommunications. So no internet. No landlines, no cell phones, no data. Nothing. There's probably about, I think there might actually be three. I think I said earlier two, but there might be a third network. There's the cell phone networks. They have the Optus network. And they have the Telstra network. I think that Vodafone has their own network. So that this, by network, I mean different set of towers, different set of lines, and so on. Although if you connect to Optus on your home phone, you get plugged into the same home phone network that goes through their computers and their telephony systems and that sort of thing. Optus had a major malfunction to where none of their systems operated. And this began our time, about 4 a.m. in the morning Wednesday time. So this was yesterday for us because it's now Thursday for us. And it lasted until early afternoon, which meant that for all of Wednesday morning and for the first part of Wednesday afternoon, most people with Optus cell phone, Optus landlines, Optus internet, and Optus data on their cell phone. And by Optus internet, I mean Optus broadband. And, you know, they had no service, including that if they had an Optus home phone and they wanted to make an emergency call in the US, it's the equivalent of 9110, which is our equivalent of 911. They couldn't make 000 calls from their home phone. And, there's a report of at least one man had a heart attack and had trouble calling an ambulance because, he couldn't dial 000. And, or his friends couldn't dial 000. And so I don't quite know what happened to him, if he made it to the hospital okay or not. But that's a really, really bad circumstance. And The last report was that Optus services are now, apparently most Optus services are now working again. But Optus say they know what caused the problem, but they're not telling anybody. They're being extremely evasive on what the cause of the problem was. They say, yes, we know what caused the problem. No, we're not going to tell you, basically. They basically said, it should be enough that my services are now back operational. Don't worry about it. Have a nice day. Nothing to see here. And, you know, I called up, because I'm on Telstra, so this didn't directly affect me. I called up Greg Lesher earlier on in the day and let him know what was happening, and just to basically have a bit of a talk about it. And, oh, my gosh. I said, there's a number of scenarios, okay? Things that it could be. It could have been that there was, on Tuesday, a massive CME, coronal mass ejection, fired from the sun, totally enveloped the Earth, and I don't know why it didn't cause a Carrington event, but it didn't. That could have messed with the telephone network. Certainly. Like I say, why it didn't cause a Carrington event is anyone's guess, but it didn't. And so it could have been that. But if it had been that, then all the telephone networks in Australia would have been hit. So it wouldn't have just singled out Optus's towers and Optus's landlines for special treatment. It would have gotten Telstra and Vodafone as well. But Telstra and Vodafone were fine. So probably it wasn't anything solar that caused it, or anything electromagnetic that caused it. The other thing that it could have been is simple maintenance carelessness, okay? And that is kind of what Optus was angling that it was that it was a malfunction in some of the core, they said software and hardware, which kind of doesn't make sense, because normally when you've got a telephony problem, it's normally a problem with either the software or the hardware. It's normally not both. So why would it be both? And the third option is, of course, sabotage, that this was a hack. And fill in the blank of who might be the hacker. It could be any one of a number of different groups at this point in time. But Optus was hacked last September, and they lost, you know, they had hundreds of thousands of their customers' details leaked and showed up on the dark web. So there is that. But what is it Optus is not telling anybody? They say, yes, we found out what the problem is. No, we're not telling anyone. The result for Optus here could be catastrophic. It's lost $2 billion off its share price today. And all of this happened to happen as Singtel, who is the parent company of Optus, their board, which is from Singapore, is currently meeting in Australia at the moment. So this more or less screams, in my humble opinion, I'm not an expert in this matter, so I don't believe anything I say, but this screams to me that it's a cybersecurity issue. Like I say, don't take my word for it. I don't know anything. I'm sure you know a lot more about telephony, Vincent, than I do. But that it's just a little, you know, it's just a little bit too much of a coincidence. And it could just be, it might not have anything to do with war. It just might be plain old-fashioned blackmail that somebody is showing their strength to the board of Singtel, that Singtel at the moment, the board of Singtel is meeting in Australia. And on the day that the board of Singtel meets in Australia, Optus's network goes down. For all of their customers. Landline, home phone, internet, data on people's cell phones, you name it. The whole lot. And that's just a little bit too much of a coincidence for me. Does that make sense to them? But like I say, I don't know anything, so don't believe anything I say. And maybe it was just somebody loaded the wrong software, which is the other thing, on their core computer, on their very core mainframe, which is what it would have had to have been. You know, for there to be a bungled software update on their core mainframe. Yeah, just as the board of their parent company is meeting in Australia. So, and the last time that they met in Australia was September of last year. Oh, hang on, that's when they had that Russian data hack. Well, you know, like hundreds of thousands of their clients' details ended up on the dark web. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, nothing to see here. So I'm sure I'm absolutely positive there's nothing to see here, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Well, I've got some comments. I've got some first-hand experience on some of this. Back in the 1980s, I was in charge of... Back in the 1980s, I was in charge of data communications for a very large credit card bank. And it was my job to make sure that our computers talked with outside computers and internal computers within the bank campus, if you will. And we had a couple buildings. One building was on the other side of the city, and one was in the suburbs, about, let's say, 6 miles apart as the crow flies. And the computers were in one building, and about 600 people that used the computers talked to customers, agents. Customer service agents were in another building, apart from the computing building. And when we come back, I'll tell you what my strategy was.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Telecommunications outage that took down communications for 10.2 million people yesterday. And so I'm relating a story that what I think could have happened. Now, I don't have any inside information. And, of course, don't believe anything I say. But back in the mid-80s, I was responsible for telecommunications for a large bank, as I mentioned. And my job was to make sure that computers talk to computers, and computers talk to terminals, and one campus of the corporation would communicate with the another building across town, 6 miles away. And so my thought was that if we have 600 people that are dependent on telecommunications in order to talk to customers, and if we have 24 telephone lines that allowed one of our buildings to talk to another building, and that was dependent on two wires, kind of like landline, two wires, two copper wires. Literally, it's called a T1. And T1 meant it was the industry terminology for 1.544 megabits per second. It was about the highest speed network you could build at the time. That was 99.99999% reliable. And that was good, but it concerned me that it wasn't good enough. So what I did was I installed a switch, a really, really high-speed switch, and at the time it was a little over a couple thousand dollars. And, you know, not 50,000, just a couple thousand. And so I put the switch in, and I connected it with two T1 lines. One was straight through the city. Shortest path. and the other one went around the city. So one was the direct route and one was the scenic route. And this switch, if there were just the slightest hiccup, it would transfer from the straightest path through the city to the around the city path. So they were diversely routed, and it was quite fail-safe. But it cost a couple $1,000 plus the extra monthly rental fee for the second line, the one around the city. So that's what that's what I did. And why? Because there were 600 people who would be twiddling their thumbs and wouldn't be able to call across from one building to the other, which they did all the time, if the network went down. So my plan was to have redundancy, spend a little extra money to do it, and it worked perfectly, and we never went down, never. As long as I was there, that's for sure. And I don't know about after that, but it never went down. And those kinds of systems were around 40 years ago, 40 years ago. So I know that there have been improvements, but I also know that as we improve technology, at least the performance of technology, the way we do it is by shortening the distance that the electrons have to travel. So what has happened in faster and faster central processing units, faster memory, we make it the circuitry smaller and smaller and smaller to the point where we can't make it any smaller. So the idea is if there's less distance for the electrons to travel in the central processing unit, we can make this central processing unit run faster because there's less distance. And it's pure physics. It's not magic. It's physics. So, you know, it takes less time to go a half a mile than it takes to go a mile at any given speed. And electrons travel at 186,000 miles per second. We can't fix that. That's a given. We can't go any faster than that, at least here on planet Earth right now. So bottom line is, I'm sure there was some circuitry. However, Bert was with us yesterday, and he was talking about a coronal mass ejection, a solar storm, and it was significant. It happened at the same time. So if you apply the logic that the systems that we're building now are more susceptible to electromagnetic frequencies, fields, radiation, electromagnetic radiation, and X-radiation. If you subscribe to that, then you can see that we are more precariously perched, as my father would say, more vulnerable, as many would say, to an outage that can come from someplace else. And the other thing is we're putting a lot of our eggs in a couple baskets, like three telecommunications company to run the country.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Some elections took place yesterday across this great nation. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected after fending off Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. In Ohio, the state has passed a ballot measure putting abortion rights into its constitution. Ohio voters also voted in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. The suspect in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has been given a trial date for next year. Dwayne Davis has been given the details yesterday in the Las Vegas, Nevada courtroom. He'll face the trial in June of next year for the 1996 Las Vegas drive-by shooting of Tupac. Davis has pleaded not guilty. Today is officially STEM Steam Day, and there's no way around it. Children are significantly better off with strong science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics skills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about telecommunications, and I'm giving you some firsthand experience that I've had. And this is a system that I explained to a president of the United States, a former president, Gerald R. Ford, and he was on the board of directors of this corporation that we built, five guys built this new data center for. And we're standing around talking about the blinking lights and what was happening with the computers and the disk drives and the transactions and the data rates and so forth. So he saw the system that I'm telling you about right now, firsthand. And I got to tell you that our class is way smarter than President Gerald R. Ford and the current guy, Joe Biden, because you understand what I'm saying. He had no idea. And during this discussion and this presentation to Gerald R. Ford, when we're all done talking about transactions per second and millions of records and, you know, so forth. And those were his responses. And at the end, we said, Mr. President, do you have any questions? And he said, just one. What's the difference between hardware and software? So he had no clue. No clue. And I think the current guy has no clue. But that being said, there are, going back to exactly what could have caused this, we know that electronics is more susceptible to large electromagnetic fields. We know that heat is an enemy of electronics. And we also know that people are careless and reckless. So if you combine all of the things that were said publicly about what might have happened and talking around the actual cause, saying it's hardware and software, well, it absolutely, positively could be 100% correct. Here's why. Because the hardware could have been attacked. Could have been attacked by a terrorist. It could have been sabotage to the hardware. It could have been hardware that was taken out by a CME, a coronal mass ejection. Could have been hardware. Absolutely. No question about it. Depends on what you mean by that, right? It also could have been software. It could have been a programming error. It could have been someone didn't think that maybe an electromagnetic field might disrupt the hardware and not programmed properly to protect against that. So could it be hardware? Yep. Could it be software? Yep. Could it be terrorism? Yep. Could it be a CME? Yep. Could it be carelessness? Yep. Could it be negligence? Yep. Could it be manufacturing inadequacies, poor design? Yep. Could it be what they talk about on the radio, the 10%, you know, the Chinese equipment? If it takes 100 units to make it, the Chinese can figure out how to make it with 90? Yep. Could be that. So, Gwyneth, my take is, I don't know, but it could be exactly what they said. Could be hardware and software, as I delineated. Because people lie. They lie about pretty much everything. Corporations cannot be trusted. They can't be trusted to tell you the truth. Maybe they ran this by the lawyer and said, hey, what do we say? What do we say? You know, we didn't protect our equipment against something that USA Prepares talks about all the time, a coronal mass ejection. Yeah, we should have listened to them, but we didn't. So what do we say? Well, we don't want to blame the Chinese because they'll be mad at us and they won't sell us new equipment. So we won't say it's the Chinese. And where does the equipment come from? It comes from China. You all know that, right? So those are my thoughts, Gwyneth. Any comments?
Yeah, this is it. And I don't know what it was, the office outage. But what I do know is they lost $2 billion off of their share price. That's what I do know. And I think that I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at that board meeting of the parent company of Optus when they met in Melbourne earlier on, you know, when they met in Melbourne yesterday, as all of this was unfolding. I think that it would have been very, 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 very interesting. And came on the television, you know, the evening news. So I get the evening news via YouTube. She looked frightened. She was extremely apologetic, and she looked positively frightened. And I think that she looked frightened for her job.
Well, that's great. That, you know, Gwyneth, I'm all for that. I'm all for firing everybody who is inexperienced in the jobs they have, meaning the Peter Principle, where they're promoted to their highest level of incompetence, where they have no idea what they're doing. Those people should be fired, everyone. I don't care whether they work for Home Depot, Lowe's, Subway, whether they are involved in automobile manufacturing or training or education or government, it doesn't matter. If they don't know what they're doing, they should be fired because they're putting all the rest of us at risk. So, Gwyneth, here's It could be as simple. It could be as simple as this. And let me give you an analogy. So I bought a generator. I told you that. Generac 16 kilowatt generator. I bought it from a dealer. The dealer went out to service it, and it wouldn't start. It has like 25 hours on it. 25 hours. That's nothing. This thing is like brand new. If you looked at it next to a brand new one, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference because it doesn't even have dust on it. So this dealer went out there, looked at it, and I guess attempted to try to figure out why it wouldn't start. And he sold the guy a new generator. He sold the customer a new generator, a bigger one. Now, what was wrong with it? Well, I diagnosed it, and I'd never seen one of these before, this particular Generac model, two-cylinder, 999 cubic inch, 16-kilowatt generator. So what is this thing? Well, it looks to me like the actual generator itself is made in China. It looks like the engine is made, the generator is made in China. The electronics, I believe, come from Asia. The relay, this $12 relay that failed, that prevented the starter from turning, it's from China. It even has a Chinese name on it. You know, it's not even an Americanized name or an anglicized name or an English name or an Australian name. It's in Chinese. So this $12 part failed, and it caused this guy to buy a new, let's say, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 installed generator. Okay? So I believe that the same kinds of things, as an analogy, are happening in the telecommunications world. Because if you look at Netgear, you look at Cisco, you look at any of these manufactured products, you'll find that the Chinese content is really a high percentage. So most of the parts, if not all of it, come from China. Now maybe there is some American content, like maybe somebody in the United States or Australia or England writes the manual for it, if there is a manual. What I'm saying is that it's possible that the complexity of this network was not understood by the guys who installed it, because the companies that manufacture the equipment are not from the country that uses the equipment. Our country, United States of America, and Australia, and Europe, are dependent on products made for our livelihoods and our existence from China. Our grid is controlled by computers that have a massive amount of Chinese content. Can you imagine that? And so do our nuclear reactors. This is crazy. Australia should, Europe should make their own stuff so that when something breaks, you know whose neck to wring. You go over there to the factory in your country and you say, look, bub, you all made this thing and it caused X amount of damage. $2 billion wiped off right now. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. As a matter of fact, the heads of those people who are involved in the rollout of this, who made those decisions, the design decisions, the guys and gals who decided how much protection they would put into the system, whether they would put some of the equipment in a Faraday type cage or not. You know, there are engineers who understand this. And they could have possibly protected those systems if it was a CME that caused it. There are ways of protecting from some level of CME, unless the CME is so great that everything stops. Like all life. God bless you. So what I'm pointing toward is we have positioned ourselves to the point where we can all be killed by technology. And it is beyond stupid. And leading the parade is a guy by the name of Elon Musk. Another guy, Bill Gates. Another guy, Jeff Bezos. Another guy, Mark Zuckerberg. Leading us blindfolded into the technology chaos that I absolutely positively believe is in our future. I think, and that was an exaggeration, you know, technology will kill us all. It's not going to kill us all. Just most of us. Gwyneth, back to you. That is my opinion. Gwyneth, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Can you copy that?
Okay.
Can you
What I said was technology won't kill us all, just most of us. Any comments?
Yeah, we need to be reliant on things in the real world rather than a lot of technology, because there was somebody, there was a particular commentator, fellow by the name of Canadian Prepper, and he said, technology will kill us all. He said, there's people who are alive today on the earth who are only alive today because of technology. There's a lot of people on the earth today who are only alive today because of technology. And as soon as the technology goes away, they go away. Because they don't know how to do anything. And, you know, he's on the money. Because unless you know how to grow crops, plant edible and useful plants in your garden, collect water for your own use, for your family's use, and run an electrical supply, then you are not capable of looking at yourself.
When
and
do you think
you know how to safely dispose of your waste, of your sewage waste, you don't know how to look after yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I believe that a lot of the things that we say here at USA Prepares are heard by other broadcasters and, you know, videographers and the like. And I believe that USA Prepares is a source for a lot of the information of other broadcasters. So they tune in, hear we have to say, and then, you know, a couple days later, they say the same thing that we say. And I'm just wondering, because I have said for quite a while that technology is going to kill us all. And Gwyneth, you mentioned that the Canadian prepper said it. Who do you think said it first?
I don't know. Probably you. I've been saying it for years. He said it a little bit of a different way, but he said the same thing. He said there's a lot of people today who are only alive today because of technology. And as soon as the technology goes away, then they go away, which is the same thing as saying technology will kill us all. It's another way of saying the same thing.
Yeah. What I mean by that is we are 100%, most of the planet, is 100% dependent on the electron, electricity, alternating current, direct current. Without electricity, there's no cars, buses, trains, planes, taxis, Ubers, pizza, internet, radio, television, electric gates. There's no such thing as an electric coffee pot. There's no such thing as solar power. There's no such thing as just about everything. And we're all dependent. All of us are dependent on some level of technology. And technology could be refrigeration, it could be heating, it could be cooling. There's a lot of components to it. I mean, remote controls on televisions. You put it all together, and you realize how dependent we are on electricity. Our dental office, our dental provider for our family, we couldn't contact them. They couldn't contact us. The phone went down. And so what happened was we tried to call them, and we couldn't get through. And so what goes through a person's mind? I wonder if they're okay. Maybe there's a fire. Maybe somebody's hurt. Maybe they went out of business. And none of those things happened. What happened was the phone provider did the same kind of thing. The result was the same thing. And their telephone went down, so their internet went down, the phone went down. They couldn't get to the records that were in the computer. I mean, everything was a mess. So people are dependent on others, and that dependence is via telecommunications. There are a lot of companies. Now, I was talking to a young man, he's in his 40s, and he is the operations manager of a corporation that provides items that the government buys, as well as other corporations. So, you know, supplies, if you will. And his company uses the services of a third party to communicate, as well as the internet. So there's software that's in the way, there's hardware that's in the way, there's telecommunications connections that are in the way, and then there's engineers that are in the way, and then there's salespeople that are in the way. And you put all this together, and there's a whole bunch of components between you and the things that you want to buy. And if any of them break down, imagine this. Imagine, you know, those scanners at Walmart to self-checkout. Let's say the laser beam that reads the barcode or the code of the item so that the computer can figure out what the price is. Let's say that just that laser light breaks. And they come from China. And then, you know, a big company like Walmart, this is just theoretical, okay? This is not actual. This is just me imagining. So that little laser breaks, or the driver that drives the laser breaks, or the software that drives the driver that drives the laser breaks, or the power supply that drives the driver that's driven by the software that drives the laser breaks. Anyway, the light doesn't come on, that red light, so you can't scan the code. So you can't buy anything. You can't buy anything at Walmart without that little laser working, right? Tell me that's not true. And who makes those little parts?
That's absolutely true. Yeah. The problem is we have, as a species, made so many complex systems that there's no way that they can possibly carry on into the future. And people have forgotten how to live without the complex system. Is it possible to live without the complex system? Absolutely. Yes, it is. And I've lived in the past for months at a time at this address with no electricity. No electricity. And when we first moved on to the place for about the first 6 months, my two sons, who were children at the time, they're not children anymore, they've grown up and left home now, they're big men now, but at the time they were children, we lived for 6 months without electricity, without any electricity on this place. And we survived, we did fine. You know, we used to go out.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctor.
Yeah, we used to go out each day.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live at least 100.
Water bottles.
Have a great time.
We'll be right back.
And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.